Hey, 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 y'all, and welcome back to another episode. It's another one of the Dear Growing Women's Podcast. I'm super excited. I'm always super excited, but I'm super excited today, too. I mean, I guess that's a good thing when you're super excited about what you're doing and about what the Lord is doing. Amen. Amen. But I told you guys that I was just on a spree. I want to share some amazing people that I have met, some amazing people in the world that I have met. And one of those people is here with me today, Miss Angel. I'm super excited to have her. So let me give you a little backstory where today's episode is coming from. So today's episode comes from when we have moments where we have heart-to-heart conversations, or whenever I have a moment where I want to pout or fuss or complain about something. And God places people in your life to make you redirect what you're feeling. And Angel is one of those people, unexpected, but one of those people that holds me accountable. And she always asks me this question, and it gets on my nerves, but it recenters me and it anchors me. So when I'm in the midst of a good, like, I feel like I have a really good reason to be mad, to be pouting. It could be about anything. It could be about a flower. It could be about whatever. But she's always going to ask me this one question, like, where is that coming from? Name it. And I hate that. It requires me to be accountable. And so I just brought Miss Angel on the podcast. Angel, how are you?
I'm good. I am good. I'm excited. Happy to be here.
Yay. Okay. This is a thing. It's a whole thing. So let's start with when did you get this question? Like, where is that coming from? And name it.
So I think for me, I'm somebody who is a deep thinker. And very observant. And so for me, I know a couple different things. I feel like, particularly like women, the Lord made us differently. We're designed differently. And a lot of us, we're feelers. And so I also know, like, when I was younger, I observed kind of like the play on female emotions. Mm-hmm. And I know that there are such things as generational curses. So like emotional anxiety, fear was really deep in my family on both sides. Mm-hmm. And so at a young age, I kind of felt that if I did not get a grip, if I did not figure out a way to get centered, that the enemy would want to play in that area. Like, when you know, the enemy just, he knows. Mm-hmm. And so, like, for me, it was, I know that when I was younger, I would have to face and fight fear and anxiety. And it was just one moment. I almost see it like it was yesterday. I was in my room and I was just so anxious and just fearful. I used to be very shy. I was very introverted, and I was just feeling the feelings, all of the feelings.
Yeah.
And I was just afraid. And it just kind of dawned on me to kind of like, okay, you know, speak and ask yourself the right questions. Like, what are you afraid of? What is sitting at the seat of your anxiety and your fear? And oftentimes when you do that, when you put yourself in that position and you ask yourself the right questions and you slow things down and you're processing, when you really do that, the fascinating thing that I learned in that is that when you do the deep dive and you do the work, oftentimes you can't answer the question with a legitimate answer.
Very true.
And then you'll begin to realize how tactful the enemy is, because it was also something that, you know, like, I felt like the Lord helped to download to me. Like, for me, my personal revelation is that there are only two types of fear. Mm-hmm. One type is to preserve your life, That's the fear that says, hey, don't go down that dark alley. There's danger up in here ahead. But then there's another type of fear that is rooted in dark places, that is designed to make you press pause on your life and for you to never reach your full potential. And if you can unearth the truth behind what you're feeling by asking that simple question, okay, what is it? You know, like if you're afraid of something, like if you're afraid to continue your education to get your master's degree, and you're afraid, okay, are you scared because you're going to lose your life? Or like, what is really causing this fear? So I just got in the habit of helping myself process with the help of the Holy Spirit to help me identify what's really happening. Mm-hmm. And I know that with all certainty that the enemy desires to cause me to tap out and to give up and to be buried with all of my treasure, never being poured out.
Ooh. Mm. Okay, you said like five things that I definitely want to spiral back to. You talked about the two types of fear. One of them being, I'm going to talk about the second type of fear. And I have found myself in places where I am afraid to do well. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that I have found out through conversation and through taking this question and asking myself, a lot of that is rooted in like rejection. Like even me taking the longest hiatus from this podcast has been rooted in some rejection and in some, you know, fear in that way. So say you put a pause on the things that God has placed in you, on the things that you're supposed to be doing. How do you overcome that fear, or like how do you forgive yourself for the pause and then overcome it?
To me, it has taken a long time in some very difficult seasons of life to come to the conclusion that it really, what matters the most is what God thinks. And so, easier said than done, but I've gone through some situations where it's like, I need to focus on what God thinks about me. Mm-hmm. And there are some things that he put in me that I can't deny. Mm-hmm. Things that he gifted in me that I can't deny. And when you begin to allow the scriptures to wash over you, and allow, and just remember, you know, what it is that's God saying to you. So like, what he has is what matters. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So like, you can forgive yourself because has forgiven you. Mm-hmm. And he's graced you. Like the, you know, scripture says that his grace is sufficient. So it's more than what you will ever need in your lifetime. Mm-hmm. You know, so like, I've just gotten to the place where it's like, you know, Lord, it doesn't matter what I think anymore.
Yeah.
I only care about what you, because what I think is going to put me through the changes. Mm-hmm. You know, what other people think is going to put me through the changes. The only way that I can access what you have for me is to settle within myself that I need to just trust, you know, who you call me to be. I need to trust you with everything, you know. So it's like I said, that's easier said than done. And you're going to have to go through some life journeys, some ups and downs. But when you just get to the end of yourself, mm-hmm. I think that's the whole point. Like the Lord is just trying to, he just wants you to get to the end of yourself. And if we can just let go and let God, then we will see the fruit that he wants us to have in our lives. We can see it because he'll be like, okay, now that you've exhausted all of your thoughts and all of your ways and all of your efforts, I can now be Lord in your life.
Hmm. I love that. My heart is so full right now. Mm-hmm. I appreciate all of that. You also said something about not leaving the earth full. Mm-hmm. What does that mean to you?
what that means to me is I often have this conversation with one of my closest and dearest friends. It's like she always says that the wealthiest and richest place in the world is the graveyard, because people have they're buried with their treasure. They're buried with their gifts. And the reason why that happens is because they have allowed themselves to serve fear rather than purpose. And I have seen it with my own. So I've been around some of the most gifted people. Some of my family members are the most gifted and most creative people. That's where I see a lot of who I am in, like, my family members. And it's just like, I just remember, you know, like, having conversations with certain family members. Hey, why don't you start a business? I can't do that. I barely made it out of high school. Like, there was always excuses and reasons as to why they can't be great.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, and so I, at a young age, I started to observe that, like, man, I made up in my mind that, you know, no matter what, I will face whatever with my sweaty palms, shaky knees. I'll rather go for it and it not work out than me to get to my winter years in life with regret. Like, I should have did. I wonder what,
yeah,
you know, I just
yeah.
can't. I have seen the aftermath of living a life of regret. Mm-hmm. And I'd rather be poured out, man. Like, pour it all out. Everything I got, I'm going to pour it out. So when I get to that time in my life, I can say, listen, I lived a poured out life. And I'm satisfied. My soul is at rest.
Wow. Wow. Whoa. Yeah, you lived a poured out life. I love that, and that's something that I'm going to take on as my own mantra. If you can say anything to a person who is wrestling with things and they have not named that emotion or named where that emotion comes from, what would you say to somebody who's just wrestling, who is literally, I made the reference earlier this week, like I'm not treading water anymore. I feel like I'm drowning.
Mm-hmm.
To that person who's drowning.
I mean, a lot of times it's like, you know, I know a lot of what I say is easier said than done. And what I'm recognizing that there's really no new tricks under my sleeve. You know, when it comes to certain things, like, you really got to get in position to take your last breath. And it really has to, because I believe that, you know, deliverance and breakthrough comes in a lot of different ways, right? Deliverance and breakthrough can come while you're in church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the word could get you. Deliverance can come by the laying on of hands. You know, somebody who is anointed in that area
mm-hmm.
touches you and deliverance come. So deliverance come in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
But I personally, this is me. This is Angel Brown. I personally believe that a lot of what we need is just a made up mind.
Decision.
You just need to make the choice.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to get in God. Like, there's people want to get around reading God's word.
Mm-hmm.
People want, you know, this generation and our younger generation and generations to come, they want instant gratification. They want, you know, they want to pop a pill or they want to take a sip of something and they want it to be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to this thing and doing it correct and doing it right, you have got, because the word of God is God's words directly to your heart.
Yeah.
So if you want life change, you got to get in his word
yeah.
and you got to get in community, you know, where people can hold one another accountable. And so, like, if you're drowning, I say, you know, find community,
mm-hmm.
find your people, find your tribe, and then, you know, settle yourself and make up in your mind that you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. And get into the word. If anybody tells you anything different, I don't know what. It's God's word
yeah.
that magnifies your faith. It's his word that tells you who you are, that affirms who you are and your giftings and your calling. It's God's word.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, you know, like I said, you know, deliverance come all shapes and sizes in different ways, but majority, in my opinion, comes when you just get sick and tired of being tired.
Yeah, and you put a name to those things that are driving your actions, your behaviors, your emotions, your decisions, your, I love that.
That's because the thing is like, you know, you got to understand how the enemy operates. He operates and he flourishes and he is empowered in the midst of confusion. So if you got all the feelings and you don't even know what the root cause of it is, you know what I'm saying? You're distracted. How could you tackle what you need to tackle in this world confused?
Yeah.
You know, so it's like naming it and asking the question, what is steering my ship right now? Like, why am I feeling all these things? And when you do a deep dive like that and you unearth, it's literally unearthing the problem, you'll get a lot of revelation.
Yeah. Yeah. And you also recognize that the things that you see are symptoms to something deeper. I've heard a lot of people go to the doctor and the doctor do prescribe medication based on a symptom, but there was a root cause of it. And so you end up with a whole different problem because the original root of the issue was not dealt with. So that was good. So thank you. Thank you. I took a deep breath because I am soaking everything in as we are sitting here. But thank you for everything that you give and everything that you pour into the people around you. So what's next for Miss Angel Brown?
Ooh, you went there.
I did.
I think for me, this is a very, very unique season of my life. I think for the first time in my entire life that God is getting a sincere yes from me. I've had little yeses, medium-sized yeses, but this is the season of yes.
Full yes.
A full yes, being, you know, availing myself to be poured out in any aspects that he wants to use me. I know that I'm called to different aspects of creativity. You know, I have a podcast that I need to get back on, a leadership podcast. And then I have, you know, a YouTube channel that I need to get back on and work those things out. And then there's an aspect of my life I know in ministry. I don't know exactly. I don't have all the answers. But because my yes is so big, I don't need to have all the answers. I'm learning that I don't have all the answers. He just gets my yes. And so wherever he may send me, wherever I may have to do, wherever I may go, that's just the season of my life. Because... you know, this is a different season for me.
It's a yes season.
It's a yes season.
I love that. Well, thank you again for just being a part of my little corner of the world. And my world will not be the same without people like you in it. So I appreciate that.
Oh, Lord.
And hopefully the people who are listening to this today get something that they can carry away and grow on. So like always, we close out in prayer. So would you mind leading us in prayer?
Sure.
Okay.
Father, I thank you so much for your goodness, for your faithfulness. I thank you, Lord, for every person that has an opportunity to listen to this podcast. I pray, Father, for your continued peace. I pray, Father, for your guidance. I pray, Father, that you will just help us along the way in our journey. I pray, Father, that we will learn to listen to your heartbeat and know, Father, that you have the best plans for us. And so I'm just so elated and I'm so glad, Father, for what you're doing and for what you're getting ready to do for every woman, every person that is listening to this podcast. I pray for just encouragement. I pray for power. I pray for peace. I pray for boldness. I pray for courage. I pray for bravery on a whole nother level, Father, that you will give us the courage, Father, to become, for us not to shrink back any longer, but Father, for us to stand up in your purpose and for us to boldly follow your will and to follow your way. I thank you in advance, Father, for what you're doing. I praise you, God, even now for the testimonies and the stories of women that are able and ready right now to stand up and to give a full yes in Jesus' name. Amen.